Everybody's waking. This is pundit paradise. If you're a political pundit, this is like Christmas morning. What's Bob Mueller going to bring us? What is Bob Mueller going to bring us under the tree today? It's so exciting for all the boys and girls. Yay! It's pundit paradise. Bob Mueller on Capitol Hill, and we can do anything we want, and we can talk about this endlessly, and we'll parse every single word every time he pauses and looks at the camera funny. Or looks around or drinks a cup of water. Anyhow, Bob Mueller scrambled the hearing a bit because he has called his top deputy in the investigation to be his attorney at today's proceedings. Republicans calling it a stunt and saying it could be a breach of House rules. The whole point is Bob Mueller's there to testify, nobody else on his team. And nobody else, it's Bob Mueller's report. It's not his team's report. And so if the Democrats start targeting his top deputy to ask him questions, to try to go outside of the 448-page report, oh, it'll hit the fan. And that's why we do this. So that's kind of a stirring the pot type maneuver. Aaron Zebley is the guy's name, Aaron Zebley. And that goes beyond the negotiations for his appearance. If Democrats believe it is the special counsel's responsibility to testify to his report, they have no ground for outsourcing that duty at the expense of our committee's integrity. So said Georgia Congressman Doug Collins, who will be the ranking Republican there. It'll be a big job for him. Meanwhile, I want you to hear how Alan Dershowitz brought this all up on balance. Dershowitz, of course, the liberal Democrat, professor emeritus for Harvard, who has been everywhere, you know, in my lifetime, the big hitter when it comes to attorneys, Alan Dershowitz, says there's a lot of irony in what the Democrats are trying to do here. He's a liberal, a Hillary Clinton supporter, a Democrat. He thinks it's all laughable. It's bite number six with Alan Dershowitz. Go.
Well, the irony is that all the questions the Democrats want to ask him, he's not entitled to answer. He can't answer any questions involving the investigation of President Trump or his campaign, because that was the essence of the report. They decided there was no case for prosecution, and Justice Department regulations and traditions say that's it. You've decided not to prosecute. Don't do what Comey did. Don't talk about what might have been. Don't say that she was sloppy with her use of the emails. And don't say that President Trump might have A, B, C, D. You've already said it. But the irony is the questions the Republicans want to ask about all the issues that you and Greg have mentioned are completely appropriate because they're not in the report. And they're entitled to ask him, why isn't it in the report? Why did you pick these people to be in the investigation? What about the Pfizer? What about the Steele dossier? Anything that's not in the report, he can answer.
Professor, you were very clear.
He
does not have the right.
He can't answer.
So there you go. The Republicans are in a better position because they can ask about the origins of the investigation. They can ask about the Papadopoulos and Mifsud interactions, Professor Mifsud. Now, here's the breaking news from yesterday. John Solomon's column published on thehill.com yesterday, a reputable source we use often. He says that John Durham's team, John Durham being the latest prosecutor brought on board by Attorney General William Barr, the latest federal prosecutor, and Durham's job, he's from Connecticut, you may remember, Durham's job is to investigate the origins of the Russian investigation and whether or not any of the intelligence community members, say like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page or Bruce Orr or Andrew McCabe or any of them, up to and including James Comey and beyond, if any of these folks were acting inappropriately, if the investigation originated in a nefarious way, if it was manufactured, if you will. And I'm telling you, there is evidence now that it appears that's a strong possibility because Stephen Rose, an attorney for Mifsud, Joseph Mifsud is his name. He is an academic from Europe who was put forth as the guy who Papadopoulos allegedly had this conversation with that triggered the entire investigation. But the evidence, this is from Solomon's reporting last night, the evidence I reviewed suggests Mueller's handiwork may be exposed for glaring omissions that when brought to public light leave key questions unanswered, especially about how the FBI's unprecedented probe of the Trump campaign started. Durham is focused on determining whether any government or private figures who came in contact with the Trump campaign in 2016 were engaged in improper surveillance. And now Durham's team has asked for an interview with Joseph Mifsud. He is the linchpin in the origins of this entire investigation, and Durham's team is on the track. Mueller's team alleges that Mifsud is the person who fed a story in spring 2016 to advisor George Papadopoulos about Moscow possessing purloined emails from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. But they say Mifsud, strangely not charged with a crime, they say in his investigations here that Mifsud, a longtime cooperator of Western Intel, was a plant. At another place in here, it appears that a woman that posed as a Russian agent was actually a student of Mifsud's in college, and that he used her as a ruse with Papadopoulos. None of this, by the way, is in Bob Mueller's report. None of this appears in the 448 pages put forth. And everything here that I just discussed and then some is free game for the Republicans to ask about. Now, they have to move quickly. It's one of these silly hearings where you get 5 minutes apiece. And if you burn up your time pontificating about, you know, this or that and giving little speeches from your chair so you can have a good campaign commercial, nothing good comes from it. The Republicans really need to get down to the meat of the issue. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Inspector General Michael Horowitz and Federal Prosecutor John Durham, these are people you need to keep an eye on for their reports. We're told now that Horowitz's report may not be available until September. Why is that? Seems to me he's found a few more things to dig his teeth into. And if that's true, that's probably not good news for Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff. We're going to stay on it. Again, that's just about 2 hours away. Kickoff, game day, Bob Mueller. It's all happening. You're listening to The Steve Gerber Show.